So today we learn the glories of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Mahavishnu told to Lakshmi Devi that I just told you the glories of the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Now I will tell you the glories of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He said there was a Brahmana called Devashyama. You should know the names also. Devashyama. And he was staying in the in Pandharpur. And he used to do all the rituals. All the rituals he used to do, and he used to receive the guests very nicely. Everything he used to do. But he was not peaceful. He wanted to understand the relationship of him with the Paramatma, and he wanted to understand about Lord Krishna. So thinking that in mind, he was doing all his rituals. He was doing all the rituals, all the pujas, everything he was doing. But in the mind, he was not peaceful. That time, one day while he was walking, he saw one yogi. And that yogi, are you understanding what I'm talking?
Yes.
You understand English? All of you?
Yes.
So this yogi, he was sitting cross-legged. He was focusing, and you know, on the tip of his nose, he was totally like how it is described in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Dhyana Yoga. He was doing Dhyana Yoga. He was completely focused, and he appeared to be very peaceful. So, Devashyama, he went and offered obeisances. He offered pranams to him, and he said, "Can you please tell me how you are so peaceful? Sit straight, not like that, okay? Sit straight." So he said, "How you are so peaceful?" So this yogi said that you go to Saupur, and in Saupur there is Mitravan. You go and meet Mitravan and ask him. And he is a person who herds goat. He's a goats he used to herd. So this what is the name of this person? Brahmana?
Devashyama.
He thought, how will a goats person who herds goats tell me how to understand the relationship between the soul and the super soul? So then he thought, anyways, because the yogi has said, he offered pranams to him again and again and thanked him. And then he went to which place?
Saupur.
He went to Saupur. Over there, he saw a beautiful forest, a very beautiful forest. And there was a very nice river. And the breeze over there, very nice breeze was flowing. And it was very aromatic, very nice breeze and very aromatic. And what he saw, that he saw something very surprising. You know what he saw? All the goats of, first of all he saw, whom did the yogi told to meet?
Ghost.
Goat.
Super soul.
Super soul and, no, head of God's goat.
Try to understand. Devashyama was already doing all the rituals. He wanted to be peaceful, and he wanted to understand the relationship between the soul and the super soul. And he wanted to understand about Lord Krishna. So he went to the yogi. The yogi said, you go to Mitravan in Saupur. And when he came to Saupur, he saw this forest, he saw this river, the breeze, and then he saw Mitravan sitting on rocks. And Mitravan was appearing to be so beautiful and very peaceful. And not only that, he saw something. What did he see? He saw the goat. There were some goats and there were some tigers. And the goats were very peacefully sitting near tigers and some ferocious animals also. Are you following what I'm talking?
Yes.
The goats were sitting next to tigers. So he was wondering, what is this? How is it possible? So he went to Mitravan and he asks, can you tell me how you are so peaceful and how all these goats are sitting next to tigers so peacefully? The tiger is also not eating the goats and the goats are also fearless. What is the secret? So Mitravan, he said that few years back when I came to this place, I came with the goats and one day one tiger came behind these goats. But what happened, I started running for my life, even the goats started running, but one goat was captured by the tiger. But what happened, if you hear, you'll be surprised. the tiger did not eat the goat. And the goat told to the tiger, I am the flesh, I am meat, I am available for you. Why you are not eating me? The tiger said, I don't know. I don't feel like eating you. And the tiger said, goat also felt very fearless in front of the tiger. So they both said, what it is? How come we both are having these feelings? They both, let us go and ask. Who was the person there? Who was
Mitravan.
Let us go and ask Mitravan. They went and asked Mitravan. Mitravan said, even I don't know what to do. Then they saw on the tree one monkey was sitting. They said, let us ask this monkey. So they told the monkey that, can you please tell us that why we are, he explained the whole thing and said, why we are feeling like this? So the monkey said that in this forest there is a temple of Lord Shiva. A Shivalinga is there, and that Shivalinga was installed by Brahmaji. And there was a sage called Sukama. He used to worship Shivalinga every day with water and flowers. Very nicely he used to worship. And his main purpose to stay was to develop his devotion towards Lord Krishna. He wanted to understand Lord Krishna. So he was serving Lord Shiva very nicely. Who was serving Lord Shiva very nicely?
Sukama.
So he was serving very nicely. Then one day another sage came. And Sukama served that sage very nicely. He got every day what he used to bring? He used to bring flowers and water for Shiva. But now for this sage he bought fruits. He bought other things to serve that sage. He served that sage so nicely. He served him so nicely that that sage was very happy. And he knew that Sukama wanted to understand about the absolute truth, about Lord Krishna. He wanted to develop his devotion towards Lord Krishna. So you know what that sage did? He took a stone. And in that stone, he wrote the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He wrote the full chapter. And he gave that stone to Sukama. And he said, you recite this chapter every day, then you will become peaceful, you will understand Lord Krishna and whatever you want. Then what happened? This Sukama, every day he used to recite the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And what happened? After some time, he completely understood Lord Krishna. And because of his austerities and because of his devotion, that forest became like that. That even the tiger, the goat, whoever would come, they wouldn't have their feelings, which normally they used to have. Right? All that demoniac feelings went away. And when this, the monkey told to Mitravan and the goat, so they started reciting the second chapter. So they became peaceful. And he told to, who came to inquire? The first person, who was he?
Mitravan,
now the monkey has told, he's already reciting. Devashyama. Devashyama, they told to Devashyama that you recite second chapter. So Devashyama went back to Pandharpur and he recited chapter 2 every day. And he became very peaceful and he also understood about Lord Krishna and they went back to Godhead. So this is the story, this is the glories of second chapter, Mahavishnu told to Mahalakshmi. Okay, this is from Gita Mahatmya. This I just want